In the not-too-distant future, four movie fans awaken from a nuclear nightmare, only to discover that the world is a barren, movieless wasteland. However, the destiny of our four heroes is not set. A chance discovery in Sector 2, and an unfortunate accident that rips the very soul from one of their own, will lead them down the path of bringing the lost art of cinema back to the wasteland.
Welcome to Apocalypse Video.
Of lightning, more powerful than the pounding surf, mightier than a roaring hurricane, this amazing stranger from the planet Krypton, the Man of Steel, Superman. Possessing remarkable physical strength, Superman fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Disguised as a mild-mannered newspaper reporter, Clark Kent.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Apocalypse Video CryptoCast. I'm your host, David Snyder. I'm joined again by Lord of the Wasteland, Morten Hoof.
Hello.
So we're hot off Shoredown, the worst episode in the series at this point. And now we're at 11th hour.
And could it get any worse?
We thought to ourselves after Shoredown, could it get any worse than this?
We had two experiences of different types of terrible.
Of terrible, yeah.
We have one slice of racism and then one slice of just quality trash. Yes. Quality trash. And so could we be ready for
anything
else?
Could we somehow sink any lower?
Yeah, and sure enough, they outdo themselves.
Yes. Just when we thought we'd watch the worst episode, this is the worst episode yet.
11th Racism hour. Strikes again.
Yes, 11th hour, which is straight up propaganda in that there's no story whatsoever. It begins in Tokyo, I believe, right? Yokohama.
I never remember where it is.
It's in Yokohama, and it just starts. It begins with Superman just like sabotaging big boats. There's explosions happening. Shit's going down, and Japanese soldiers are going nuts, and it's the 11th hour. And then it cuts back, and Clark Kent is in, like, this Superman flies into this prison. He replaces, like, the jail cell, like, bars or whatever, and the prisoners come in. And we find out that for some reason that we don't understand, and it's never explained, Lois and Clark are in a Japanese internment camp in Yokohama. And the entire episode is Clark busting out of his prison cell out of the 11th hour and fucking shit up. That's the entire episode. We don't know how they got there. This is just a straight up propaganda piece. And again, we get more Japanese stereotypes.
They feel even worse here.
Like, they feel even worse
because
here.
There's Japanese guards. Everything. It's the 11th hour, so 11 p.m.
Yeah.
So it's all the attacks and sabotaging is happening at night, and the Japanese soldiers, their like buck teeth are like glowing in the dark. Basically,
did they suffer radiation poisoning somehow? Like, what the fuck?
It's like the artists are just taking great efforts to make sure you see them.
Yeah.
Shanasta, this sabotage must stop at once. Konetawa.
And at any point, Superman can easily, like, this is the point where Superman would bust Lois out of jail. Like, if this had been a normal episode, that for some reason they would have been kidnapped and put, like, in a, you know, they were doing a story, they get kidnapped, they get thrown in jail, and then Superman busts out, save Lois, and then wreck some shit, and that's the end of the episode. But no, he doesn't break Lois out.
It's almost like Superman wants to stay there and chill out for a little bit just so he can mess stuff up.
That's all he does, because at any point he can get bust Lois out and end everything. But no, he's like, I'm going to fuck some shit up. Not all the shit. And I'm going to leave some shit because I want to come back tomorrow night and fuck some more shit up.
And so there is, the episode does do this one technique that just, I don't know, it feels like it means something, but obviously because of the nature of the episode, there's just no redeeming no redeeming this, but in the sequences of destruction, there are these really, they do look cool, like red flashes of Superman. Like Superman is flashing red. Like there's not
like the blue. Unstoppable.
Yeah, it's like he destroys something and it shows him and it flashes just red. And to me, that's interesting because there's no more blue on him. It's just red. And so I just, it feels like there's some kind of symbolism there. Like this, for me, I took it as like, yeah, this is Superman being evil. Obviously that's probably not anywhere in the minds of the creators, but no. I see that. And, that kind of stark difference, the elimination of the blue, is really yeah. interesting to me, yeah. With the red flash. So,
and well, and also like, he's also like hiding at times, like he blows shit up and then he just hides underneath the boats and stuff. He doesn't need to, like he's purposely sabotaging stuff, and being really like sneaky about it. He doesn't have to, he's Superman, he can just do whatever he wants, but like he still manages to be sneaky, like he's a spy or something. It's really unusual.
And then it gets to the next part, which is, it took me back. They put Lois on the firing squad.
They like issue an ultimatum. Like, if you don't stop this shit, we're going to kill that lady.
Mm-hmm. And they're going, and they put Lois, they line her up. They do.
It's all shot. You just see their feet. It's all shot from the ground level.
Yeah. So you see the silhouettes of the feet marching. I think it is. And yeah. then, and yeah, you see Lois tied up and,
it's actually pretty effective.
It's pretty grim.
Yeah.
And I think just the fact that they lined her up and we all know what's happening. It's pretty astonishing, really.
Yeah, and then this is when Superman decides finally to save Lois. Mm-hmm. Saves her, puts her away, blows some more shit up, and then it just cuts to like Lois on like a boat back in presumably, I think it's Metropolis, right? Or is mm-hmm. it Tokyo or London or something?
No, I think it's Metropolis.
It's Metropolis, and like all these reporters are asking her like, what happened? And she mentions something about an internment camp, but not how she got there, not how Clark got there. And in fact, Clark's gone.
Well, they're they ask Clark? About Clark, and she says like, oh, he's still there or something.
Yeah, so it's like, what the fuck?
Miss Lane.
This way, please.
How does it feel to be home?
Smile, please.
How about Clark Kent? Did he get away?
No. No, he's still over there. But don't worry. Superman promised to look after him.
And so I think what the audience is supposed to take away from that is that, oh yeah, Superman's still over there.
Blowing
shit
up.
Messing up the Jets.
Yeah. So it's fucking weird. It just kind of ends.
Yeah, and that's it.
It's not satisfying.
Oh, it ends with the American flag?
Oh, that's right. Yes. I
forgot about yeah. that. So yeah, if it didn't get any worse. yeah, and then it ends with the American flag. You know, it's just, it's really remarkable. So I think that it's weird because I think that the Japa Tours episode is more historically important in the context that I was speaking about. If you just listen to that episode real quick. So I thought that one was kind of important. Whereas this one, I don't know. I mean, I think it is
this
important.
This is just a propaganda.
Yeah,
film.
For sure. So yeah. It's really, this is the most astonishing of all the episodes that I saw.
I'll say this for the Japa Tours. At least that had like some semblance of a story. There are these guys that are hijacking a big, plane like that, and that can use that. Like, I understand that they're a bad guy, they want to steal this thing because they want it and do nefarious things. I get that. At least it's a story.
Yeah, I think what I mentioned to you off the air was that if you remove the racial aspects from Japa Tours, it could
it's
be
like any
it's
other
just regular
episode.
Story.
Yeah,
but this one is just implicitly it's contingent on the Japanese.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess like you said, if you're gonna watch it, it would be for that historical context or whatever. But yeah, it's not a good one. It's just a propaganda piece. Like this would be something that you would see like in a documentary or something talking about propaganda, wartime propaganda. This would pop up and it's like it even reached to the kids and Superman and blah blah blah. That's where you'd see this, like a war, like a Ken Burns documentary on World War II or some shit. This would be in there, like a little snippet. But anyway, hopefully, so we got a handful of episodes left after this before we're done. Hopefully things will pick up because we thought it got bad with 11th Hour or Showdown. It got worse with 11th Hour. So they can only go up from here. I don't see them going down any worse than this. But anyway, like I would say a strong not recommend for me. So that's going to do it for this installment of the Apocalypse Video CryptoCast. We'll be back next time with Destruction Inc.